My name is Corey Krupa, and I'm the physician recruiter for the Timmonton District Hospital.
You've been a busy physician recruiter lately.
Yeah, certainly not a dull moment in this role.
Tell me about what's been going on lately.
So I began my role in July, and since then, in the last 9 months, we've been able to successfully welcome and recruit 7 new physicians as associate staff to the hospital. Among those 7 physicians, 2 of them are orthopedic surgeons, 2 pediatricians, a family medicine physician, ER doc, and a pathologist.
How good is that, that you have all these new doctors joining?
I think it's amazing. By all means, that recruitment rate is definitely higher than in any previous year, that's for sure. And certainly we got some leads and certainly pushing forward as well.
So you haven't worked yourself out of a job yet?
No, definitely have not.
What does this mean for things like wait times and people looking for a family physician?
For the family physician aspect itself, of course, I believe right now, I can't speak exactly to the wait times. I'm not sure exactly how long I would certainly recommend for those who don't have a family doc to register on Healthcare Connect, as to exactly what those numbers are or those timelines, I can't speak to, but, the pandemic's been tough by all means for primary care and family medicine physicians. Like over the last few years, we've seen 10 to 11 family docs close their practice just because of either they're at retirement age, they change their scope of work as of the last couple of weeks, as well as passed away. So there's been a lot of things already relocated. There's a lot of different factors that has impacted primary care. So we certainly see a need of like 15, anywhere from 15 to 20 family docs right now needed. But we know that, and we're doubling down our efforts. We're going to recruitment fairs. We're working on our students right now. We have 7 NOSM medical students and 7 family residents from NOSM as well that we're currently making sure that they are welcome, that they're appreciated, and that they can see themselves practice in here. So that's really where our focus is on right now.
That 15 to 20, you said, that's, well, obviously that's in addition to the one that you've just recruited.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and the orthopedic surgeons and the others, will that reduce backlogs and waiting for people who need those services?
So the orthopedic surgeon and the pediatricians that we've hired on, that the pediatricians were more towards the summertime, so we've had them for now 8 to 9 months, so the services will probably stay steady as they have, and same with orthopedics. They've been in their roles now for a few months now, so it's no, there shouldn't be any change, I guess, that you can expect.
Yeah, it certainly won't get worse.
That's correct.
Okay, is there anything else you want to tell me about any of this?
I certainly want to say that I think when it comes to things that we're working on, there's a lot of good things in the mix. Like recruitment is definitely not a one-man show. Things that we've seen lately is one really good collaboration with the city. So a shout out to Mayor Boileau. Like really want to thank her for her leadership when it comes to physician recruitment and retention. Since she's been in our role, she's been able to organize an event for our students and our residents to make sure that they feel welcomed and appreciated, connecting with the business community to see themselves, well, to get to help integration. And as well, we're putting together a physician recruitment and retention committee joint between the hospital and the city, something that we haven't had before, to make sure that we're really pushing efforts forward. And obviously we've seen great results, and I certainly expect that we're going to continue to see them.
You have a lot to offer when you're out recruiting, a lot of pluses, a very modern hospital, and lifestyle, right?
100%. I think Tim is the biggest thing that we have that stands out to me is an like, amazing medical community. We hear it time and time again from our students, our locums, or our new hires that our physicians are amazing. They're welcoming, they're supportive. So that really helps with the recruitment piece in its own. And then Timmins, it's quality of life, it's work-life balance. We're 5-10 minutes away from the hospital. You get to spend more time with your family. You're 5-10 minutes away from the outdoors. We have so much to offer.
So probably the biggest obstacle that you have to fight is the remoteness.
I think the remoteness is for sure. Going out to recruitment fairs where people aren't even sure where Timmins is. So it's the education piece on where it is, what we have to offer, and to trying to get them to experience it. Once we get them here to do a site visit, a community visit, it sells itself. Certainly, it's the education piece. And we're also, it's no surprise that there's certainly a physician shortage across Ontario, across Canada. So really what we need to capitalize on is when we have students and we have people doing placements here in town to make sure that they have the best experience possible so that they can see themselves working here and moving their families here.
Yeah, and the distance doesn't seem to matter as much, right? All that takes care of it.
No, and like we are an hour and a half away from the GTA. It's a flight away, and we have a airport in Timmins, so it's really not too bad.